Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we're joined by Tulip Queen Kinsey Canis and attendants Riley Brophart, Addy Van Arendonk, Abby Brand, and Lexi Terpstra to preview the 91st Annual Tulip Time Celebration Thursday through Saturday.
So, Kinsey, the Annual Tulip Time Festival has finally come upon us here, and we are getting ready for a fabulous week. Let's start off 5 weeks of performances leading up to this. How have those performances been going, and just kind of the excitement to get the Tulip Time festivities started here?
Yeah, it's been so fun. So a lot of our performances have either been at schools, like the elementary schools in town, or at nursing facilities, like nursing homes. And just to get like both ends of the age spectrum here in Pella and get them both excited and see how interested they are in the history of Tulip Time. And for the old people, sometimes it's what they already know. And some of them had like Anne Tysling, who we talk about in the program, as a teacher. And then for the little kids, it's more the questions of like, how did Tulip Time start? Or like, how can we get involved in Tulip Time? So that's really cool to see how the different generations all have really cared about Tulip Time.
Absolutely. And Abby, we talk about these performances here over the last 5 weeks. What's kind of been your perspective and some of the things you've enjoyed about going out and being able to promote Tulip Time throughout the community and beyond, even just kind of, you know, getting the word out there about the annual festival getting ready to start?
Yeah, it's just been really fun to get to travel with these girls and just getting to just promote Tulip Time in a way. And my favorite part of it's definitely been visiting all of the schools, just inspiring the next generation of Tulip Time members who will be volunteering in our community and also hopefully doing some Tulip Court things once they get a little older. And that's just been really fun to help inspire them to just try to help and be a part of Tulip Time in as many ways as they can.
Absolutely. And Addy, from your perspective, what's kind of been the thing that you've enjoyed the most about the last 5 weeks and getting the opportunity to promote Tulip Time through the performances you guys have done?
I think my favorite part of just like being on this court and promoting Tulip Time is like all the in-between moments with the court, all the laughs we get to share and the memories we're making. They're going to last a lifetime as long with just sharing our love of Pella with the community and people around us.
Absolutely. And Riley, what's kind of been the thing that you've enjoyed the most about having the opportunity to perform for people and just kind of really promote Tulip Time through those performances?
Yeah, I think that a highlight has been taking pictures with people, and when people see us in costume, they're like, what are you wearing? What are you doing? And in fact, we've started to take bets on how many photos people are going to ask us to take. So you'll have to ask us when you see us what our over-under is for the day. But it's been really cool to get to see people get excited who aren't from around here and get to see us dressed in our costumes and how we can reflect our heritage in that way and just show what we're wearing and what that means.
I got to follow up on that too, just real quick, because you mentioned what's been the most. Do you remember the number, or at least kind of the ballpark of what that number was for how many photos in a day?
Yeah, I would say right now, if we're uptown doing any like little things, I would say we get anywhere between like 10 to 25, probably sitting around 15 each time. But it really just depends on the weather. If it's yucky out, then we don't do as many, but we can do a lot in one time, and your face starts getting a little sore.
I can imagine, but Lexi, when we talk about these performances, what's kind of been the favorite thing that you've enjoyed the most about, you know, just getting to do these performances and just getting to share a little bit about the history of Tulip Time as well with the community?
Yeah, I would say that I've just enjoyed getting to learn about Tulip Time from a new perspective. Like, growing up, I've obviously enjoyed all the fun part, well, all of it is fun, but the more parts that everyone sees, enjoying the parades and the Dutch dancing, everything like that. But I would say being on the court, it's been super interesting to see how everything comes together and the many roles that bring it all together. Like, for example, we got to go to one of the meetings for the steering committee and all those who organize Tulip Time, and it was just super interesting to see how it forms and how they put together the festival that we all love. So,
absolutely. And again, we're talking to the Tulip Time Queen and the Royal Court here as we approach the start of Tulip Time festivities. And Kinsey, coming back to you here, just kind of looking at this week, what's the thing that you enjoy the most about Tulip Time, or the thing you're looking forward to most about this year's Tulip Time?
Yeah, so I remember when I was a flower girl for Tulip Time, I just thought the world of, I had Queen Eleanor, and I thought she was, like, the best thing on earth, and I had so much fun, like, dancing in the streets. So a huge part of this for me is making a lasting impact for those little girls that are going to be on our court, and hanging out with them, and then also being with my best friends on the court is just having a good time and making memories for a lifetime. So even, like, after the program, doing the Dutch dancing, which has always been one of my favorite things, even as a Duchess or when I was in fifth grade and did dancing. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Absolutely. And Abby, what's been your favorite memory from Tulip Time, or the thing that you're looking forward to the most about this year's festivities?
Yeah, I've been super involved in Tulip Time throughout the years, from being in Dutch Only Singers when I was a little kid, through Dutch dancing, and then a Duchess, and then now finally getting to be on the Tulip Court. I feel like I've gone through all of the stages that you can go through to, like, hit every single, like, bench park when I was, like, per that age. And I'm just really excited just to see all the people that come visit our town, because there's so many guests that visit. And a lot of times my family that lives out of town hasn't been able to come down to Tulip Time, but this year they're definitely trying to make it, and just showing them the town that I love and the festival that brings me joy in May.
Very cool. Addie, what's your favorite memory from Tulip Time, favorite part of Tulip Time, or the thing you're looking forward to most this year?
Well, growing up, I always loved just, like, walking around town with my friends, doing super random things, going to the market, and just seeing all the cool things that is there, and then obviously enjoying all the parades and stuff. And I would honestly say pretty much the same thing. Like, I'm spending time with my friends here on the court, and then we're also just making super cool memories, obviously, that are gonna last a lifetime. And then participating in the parade, we get to show off our amazing costumes and ride the carriage.
And Riley, your favorite part of Tulip Time, favorite memory, or thing you're looking forward to most about this year?
Yeah, so my grandpa and dad have both been on the Pella Fire Department, so I've been able to ride the old fire truck multiple years in a row, and usually that's tradition to do with my cousins, so it's been cool to get to do that. And a couple years ago when my cousin was on the court, watching her from the fire truck and now getting to be with the court is really amazing. And I just love getting to see all the other families in town who are dressed in their costumes, and getting to see all the different types of costumes that reflect so many different parts of Pella. I think that that's just so exciting and so fun.
Absolutely. And Lexi, your favorite part of Tulip Time, favorite memory, or thing you're looking forward to most about this year's Tulip Time festivities?
Yeah, similar to Kinsey, I was a flower girl when I was younger, and I also just remember that being the best time. So that was one of my favorite memories. And then looking forward to, I'm just really looking forward to being with the flower girls and pages. We really don't get to see them a lot until Tulip Time, just for photos and some things like that. So I'm excited to really bond with them and create memories with them as well as the court.
Absolutely. And now we're just going to run through here as we get ready for all the festivities coming up here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What would be your plug to someone who's maybe listening to this out of town? They either haven't been to Tulip Time in quite some time, or they've never been, to for them to come check it out this year.
Yeah, so I would definitely encourage people to watch the program that takes place on the Tulip Tour and before each parade, because it's super fun to watch the parades, but then you get a spot on the grandstand, which is great for viewing them, and you get to see all kinds of groups. You get to see the Parade of Provinces, so a bunch of super awesome, authentic costumes to learn about the heritage. You see the cheese races, which are super fun. You watch the Duchesses, and you get to see us on there, so I would definitely plug the program.
There's lots of many different hidden gems that Pella Historical has put on this year. There's a new sculpture for people to go find. There's lots of murals for beautiful pictures. But then there's also these different groups that are around town and around the West Market. That just, there's lots of little hidden things that if you're looking for it, you can always find it.
This is maybe an obvious one, but I gotta go with the food. There's always such good food around Tulip Time, and there's always long lines to get to any of the food, and yeah, it's always just super, super good, and it never gets old every year.
Yeah, I think that with Mother's Day being the Sunday after, it's a great place to come and find yourself, for your mom, a unique gift at the West Market Park when they have all those different stands. You can find something super fun there for your mom and for other people that you love.
I mean, I would just say you gotta hit all the things. I mean, I love trying as many different foods. I'd say come with a very empty stomach. You gotta try everything. Make sure to watch all the parades. We have some pretty awesome bands in town. So just enjoying all of those little things.
Thanks again to Tulip Queen Kinsey Canis and attendants Riley Brofher, Addie Van Arendonk, Abby Brand, and Lexi Terpstra for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella, Hearthstone and Ministry of Wesleyan Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.